Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Maddox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Cooney. Batting third. The first baseman, Buddy Hassett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Fetti. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Lou Fetti. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive towards short. Warsler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hassett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cooney. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Lieber goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cucinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matic fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Matic. Warsler moves to second. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. Two outs. Lufetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen bunts towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Erickson now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Gallen scores. Lieber moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Matic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Matic reaches second base with a double. Lieber scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Dick Bartel pinch runs for Bobby Matic. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso is walked intentionally. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson scores. Bartel moves to third. Mancuso moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Bartel now playing shortstop. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassett bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooney moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Erickson for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Massey and he is out, Cuccinello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing second base. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 3 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warsler bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-4 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hassett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sisti moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warsler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.